Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell and I'm your host. All right. I know it's been a long time. It feels like it's been a long time. I haven't been behind the mic in about a week now. So sorry for everybody who was looking for a Sunday episode. Some crazy shit happened last week with that Tesla and some drama that I got pulled into for no reason. And it was a short week and I just lost track and didn't get somebody for Friday. So sorry. Whatever. We missed a week. But hey, we're back. It's Wednesday. It's What's On Your Mind Wednesday. Or Thursday or Friday.
You'll be hearing it on Thursday. It's all right.
Whenever you're listening to it. So as always, Jason's here with me. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Man, I'm better. I'm better than I'm behind the mic. Like I said, man, it honestly felt like
Jones ever.
Yeah. Honestly, like it's always good for a break, but at the same time, like I just like, man, I gotta go sit behind the mic. And before we really jump into this, I just kind of want to put a heartfelt, we're thinking about you kind of deal for all of our listeners in the UK, passing of the Queen this week. I didn't want to spend a minute for a moment of silence kind of deal, but at least wanted to put it out there that, hey, you know, we're thinking about you guys and girls. Website, everybody knows the website, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. That's where you can go and find all the links to the show. You can find the links to our social media and you can do the merch store, which I did a live today and kind of showcased the embroidered logo hat that I bought that actually came out really badass. If you guys are in the hats, I would suggest that. And I'm not even a hat guy. And then also the preferred vendor page. That's where we have all of our sponsors on, where you can click the link to their websites. And then it also has the discount codes for all of those sites. So you know what the discount code is to enter into the site. The hotline powered by Enzo North America. That is 689-610-2275. Please go and make a phone call, leave us a message, tell us you love us, tell us you hate us, tell us how great we are, leave us a question, leave us a suggestion, whatever, you know, that's why we have the phone line for. So we've got a couple of, questions to play tonight. With the hotline, so we're going to, for questions, right? So next week, we are going to have Sheldon Kay from Convex Media, Convex Media, which is the company that puts on Mobile Tech Expo, because MTE, I know it's still a long ways away from January, but it is getting ready to open up for registration. So we're going to have Sheldon back on like we normally do and talk to him about what's going to be new for MTE coming up in January.
Talk about SEMA.
Well, no, because he doesn't deal with SEMA. So
yeah, but doesn't the company?
No.
They do
MTE and SDC.
Okay.
We could talk to him.
Maybe talk about SDC.
Yeah, he might have a little bit of SDC, you know, for us to talk about, but I know he's gonna really be pushing MTE. So if you guys have any questions for Sheldon for MTE next week, again, the hotline powered by Enzo North America is 689-610-2275. But tonight we've got Sarah Carpenter from, and make sure I say this right, Inclus Media Management. I wrote
Management.
Management, my bad. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So we invited Sarah on because we've had our good friend Chris DiGiovanni on here a couple of times talking about websites and SEOs and those types of things for marketing. But Chris, unfortunately, doesn't do any social media marketing. So Sarah was actually mentioned in the Andrew St. Pierre episode because he uses her. So we reached out to Sarah and asked her to come on and talk to us about social media marketing. So Sarah, I'd like for you to, you know, just give us a little background, like who you are, where you're from, how you got into this kind of deal.
Yeah, for sure. So I started with social media and social media marketing a couple of years ago. I was actually working in a retail store as a manager. And part of that was them saying, okay, we need to have you take over the Instagram. We're having sales. We want you to be doing, you know, go on Instagram live, show the product, do that. And we found when I took that over, we were getting foot traffic into the store from that. We were gaining followers. So I was then introduced to Andrew St. Pierre through a mutual contact of ours. And he was saying, you know, I have somebody doing my social media now. I'm just not getting the engagement I want. It's not a fit for me, but I know you have a background in that. Would you just want to do it on the side for me? We'll see how that goes. So we did that for about a month and it went awesome. And he said, you know, have you ever thought about doing this like as a business? Like you could do this for other people and it's going to go great. I was like, I mean, no, I hadn't thought of it, but let's give it a try. So I quit that job, hopped right into this, been doing it for the past 10, 11 months. And it's been amazing.
Wow. So did you have any background in it though? Or were you just like, somebody handed you a phone and said, hey, how to work Instagram, right? You're like, yeah, hashtags, whatever, you know, like.
Right. So I don't have a degree. I have a background in schooling for business, but not for social media or social media marketing. So I like to say though, and I'm sure other people maybe my age would agree, we grew up with social media. Yeah. I've had Instagram, Facebook, everything since it started like 10, 15 years ago. So I've been growing with all the apps as they grow. I see how the algorithms change. So I just kind of had an idea from being on it like 15 hours a day right. as a millennial, as a Gen Z. So no official schooling background in that, but self-taught, you know, you do the trainings, you go to seminars, you have mentors and coaches, but yeah. Right.
No, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Because listen, I mean, I've been on Instagram since it's been around, and I still can't figure it out.
Seriously, I'm still trying to learn the damn thing too.
I got.
But that's awesome because she can relate to a lot of details. A lot of details are self-taught too. So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, or YouTube trained, certified, and whatever. So you said you've only been doing it like. Kind of professionally for yourself for less than a year now.
Yes.
Was that scary making that jump from having a you know a real job to go to like it works?
It was terrifying. And you know, everybody says you kind of just have to take the leap and have faith. And I always thought, you're crazy. I'm going to stick into a 9-to-5 where it's safe. And, you know, I don't really have any of the repercussion on me. There's like a big name behind me or a boss behind me, but when you do this, you're on your own and now you're a business and then you're the big boss. So I definitely can even relate to detailers, like you said, in that way. So we definitely have that in common. I totally get it.
Right. And so it's just you, I'm guessing, like for now or whatever.
Yes. I mean, yeah, for now.
Yeah. And like, how big is your clientele list? I mean, you have a pretty decent sized clientele list that keeps you pretty busy.
To date, I think I've worked with about 8 or 9 clients. I'm currently housing 5. So currently running 5 accounts. So it's been great. It keeps me steady, but of course there's always room for more and then hopefully room to grow and bring on more people onto the team.
Right. Right. And then how do you, trying to figure out
gather your thoughts, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I want to word this. So like our buddy Chris with the Detailers Roadmap, like he is very kind of exclusive to his detailers, right? So like I have a website with him, so he's not going to come into my area and build another website. One, he doesn't want 2 competing businesses, and then he doesn't want 2 competing websites is the way I look at it. So, and I know you're pretty small, but are you, like if you have somebody in one area, would you kind of keep it that way where it's like, hey, sorry, you're kind of my only guy in that area or my only girl in that area, or would you take on multiple clients?
I would say it just depends specifically on your niche. So what your business has to do with. Of course, if I was working with one auto detailer, let's say just in my city of Windsor, I really wouldn't be taking on anybody else in the area. Gotcha. But if you're a bakery, yeah, I'll take you on. That's great. Nothing is competing there. Nothing is really competition, but I wouldn't want to be marketing in the same way for 2 companies that are of the same business.
Yeah, because then you might get somebody who's like, hey, his post looked way cooler than my post. What's up with that?
That's exactly it. Yeah. Or they're like, hey, he sounds the same as this guy. They're right, using the same lingo.
So, you know, is it full time for you? I mean, does it keep you busy, you know, pretty much, you know, throughout the day posting?
It definitely does keep me busy. And that's one of the things I've learned with this business is I'm never off because people are always on social media. Yeah. Just because I'm sleeping doesn't mean somebody else is sleeping. And a majority of the clientele I have now are on different time zones than me because they're in the States. So they're 3 hours behind me. So their 9 a.m. is my 1 p.m. So it definitely keeps me busy. It's never a dull moment.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what would a typical day be for you?
Oh gosh. So a typical day, it'd be making sure everything is in order with my social media posts, just double checking everything, you know, proofreading, making sure everything's good to go. Then it's moving on to content. So it depends whose content I'm building for the day. It could be my own, could be a client's. It's making sure these posts go up. It's engaging. It's using these strategies that I create. It's building relationships on your profiles. It's checking with you, seeing what you have going on for the week. Do you have a sale that you need me to promote that week? So it really is like an all day thing for me. Of course, there's breaks, you know, there's research I have to do, but for me, that happens all on social media. So yeah. It's not ever like I'm reading like an encyclopedia. I'm scrolling and watching TikToks to see what's trending, but still work. So it's an all day thing.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I'm going to start telling my wife when she yells at me for being on TikTok. I'm researching, babe. I'm researching.
Obviously, you're part of a younger generation. I'm a generation before you, and Alex is a generation before me. So are your clients on the younger side? Do you have any older clients? And if you do, how do you sell them on this type of product?
Good question.
That is a good question. So I do have clients of all age ranges. It's really people my age. So around, let's say, 25. And then I have clients who go up into their 50s and 60s. But I think just the way that I let everybody know what this is about, it's about saving you time. And like you guys even said, social media is hard to get accustomed to. There are still things that I learn. There's still updates that come out all the time. This is a thing that's always changing. It's never going to stay the same. So it's basically, I'm going to save you time and I know what works because I look at it from a consumer point of view. Whereas you with your business, you might just be looking at it thinking, well, what do I want to see? So I come in and I switch everything up. And I just help you out. And I find that no matter what age you are, it's just that people are looking to save time, right? Because you don't want to be for 20 minutes making a social media post and then you don't know if it looks well or if it's going to do well or if you use the right terminology. So yeah, I give you your time back.
Now,
that's a good sell.
Yeah. When you do posts, and again, I don't know because, you know, social media is, I guess, a little bit different, but I know like, you know, when people do like an AdWords post or a Google My Business post or whatever, a lot of times you can pre-script those out or pre-plan those and kind of put them in a calendar to where it's an automatic thing. So do you do something like that? Or are you constantly like, hey, you know, it's 10 o'clock. I need to hit this post and get it going now. It's 4 o'clock. I need to hit this post. It's going now kind of thing.
So I do a mixture of both. I use I'll call it a platform, but I guess it's a system that keeps everything exactly like you said in a calendar. So the first to the last of the month, you're going to see what content's going up. It's labeled, it's easy. We just connect your social media accounts through that. So whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all of that business, it all goes in there. But just with social media, because it's ever changing and platforms aren't all linked like a gear would be, there's still some things that fall out. Certain types of videos I have to upload manually. If it's a different, like if it's horizontal versus a vertical video, some things I have to do. So it's kind of a mixture of both, but you guys never have to worry about that. If you're working with me, I take on all that. Yeah. You just approve it. It's all good to go.
Well, no, I just wasn't sure. Cause I know like, especially like with AdWords, like the guy who does my AdWords, I know he has it set up to make sure that the ad hits at like peak times, right? When people would be kind of looking for things versus maybe you get somebody who puts it up and, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning and nobody's scrolling for a detail at 8 o'clock in the morning because they're getting breakfast ready, getting their kids ready or whatever. Yeah. Like you do it at 9 o'clock in the morning when people are looking for that. So yeah, so that's why I was asking because I didn't know if it's kind of similar where you need to put them out at a at a peak performance kind of deal.
Definitely. And I would say that's actually one thing a lot of people forget. And that's a really great piece of advice. If you decide to never use a social media manager, what you should do is check your analytics on the social platforms you're using. And I know Facebook and Instagram for sure do this, where they'll tell you what time your audience is most active, because your audience and my audience might differ, because right. they might be different age ranges, genders. They, like you said, maybe they have kids, maybe they don't have kids. So they're scrolling at different times and it changes for every day of the week. So definitely make sure you're doing that. If you're posting on anything, if you're anybody, that's a great piece of advice. But that is also what we do. We just schedule it for the time of day that we deem is correct. And that just automatically goes right out.
That's awesome.
Dude, I honestly forgot all about, like, timing is basically everything when you post content.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a really good tip.
That's because you just sit at home on Facebook all the time. So
no,
you forget about it.
Get out of here.
Oh man. Hey, listen, I want to break for our first ad. Hey Jason, you heard of Hot Girl Summer, right?
Of course, who hasn't?
Well, Smooth Sack Summer is slowly coming to an end, and if you haven't been scaping for the summer sun, it's not too late to sweep your sack of those pesky pubes. As summer comes to an end and we enter fall, keep your boys clean and fresh just in time for fresh ball fall.
Well, Alex, Manscaped is a leader in below-the-waist grooming and is here to make sure your pubes feel smoother than a beach ball and smell fresher than your girl's pumpkin spice. Start the new season the right way and join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code DSP at manscaped.com.
That'll never not be funny. I'm sorry. Sorry, Silas.
Listen,
sorry,
Silas. Listen, I'm a gentleman. And that was very awkward. Sorry.
No, guys, I love that. The last time I listened, I was saying it all day. I was like, fresher than your girl's pumpkin spice. I
That's fantastic. Fantastic.
Oh, man. That, I mean, that is an ad that they wrote. We are not smart enough to come up with that. But So take us into what I want to know is, like, when somebody contacts you and says, you know, hey, Sarah, I'm looking for, you know, whether, I mean, obviously we'll kind of talk on the detail side because that's where detailing podcasts, but, you know, even if it's whatever, like, what are your steps to kind of, to, I guess, like, how we qualify clients when they call us about different services? What do you do to qualify the person? What are you kind of offering package wise and things like that? Or how do you figure out packages and for a client?
Yeah. So I have a few packages right now. They're called the base, the mid, and the deluxe. And that kind of just gives you, without going into it, what they're about. For businesses who want to start small, who they kind of just want to get out there, they're dipping their toe in the water when it comes to, they don't really know what social media is and they don't know if they want to be posting every day. The mid package, you go into kind of getting brand recognition, having people see you all the time. Or are you a business who wants to be aggressive? You want to be posting 7 days a week. You want to be doing stories, main feed posts, reels, video content. So it's really about having that discussion with, where are you right now? What are your goals with your business? Are we educating people? Are we scaling followers? Are we trying to really go in for sales? So it's asking those specific questions about what they want and what they want for their business. And then we have set packages, but of course we can tailor anything to what anybody's looking for.
Right. And the thing that I want to ask is, because I have a little bit of a, I guess, sour taste from this, because I had a company a few years ago, you know, that was a marketing company that I paid them, you know, not a lot, I think $100 a month or something like that, just for my Instagram. And didn't see any return off of it. So my question or my thought always with this is, like, how do you get that return off of it? Because I know some people are just like, oh, we want followers, right? We want views because they just want to be, you know, quote unquote, Instagram famous. Mm-hmm. But for a business that doesn't really give two shits about followers or likes, they want phone calls, they want sales. Like, how do you kind of, I guess, ease a worried mind about making sure, like, hey, this is how we get you that phone call, this is how we get you that sale, versus, you know, a thumbs up, a heart, or, you know, a follow?
I think a lot of times, and sometimes marketing companies and media companies do this, not only business owners, everybody does this really. You kind of go into social media without a plan and you're just blindly posting. So disregarding using the tools that Instagram or Facebook give you, like hashtags, use of your analytics, making sure you have a target audience. Are you posting at the right time of day? Do you know what you're posting about? Do you know why you're posting? Like you said, are you just trying to get likes or are you trying to have sales? So it's a combination of everything. And I really just to let, I'd like to make, like, let people know we have a plan. I'm not posting blind. You're going to have a lot of questions that you have to answer before we get started so that I know what we're doing so that I can bring you those calls, so that I can bring you those sales if that's what you're looking for, yeah. As opposed to what's called a vanity metric, which is just followers or likes, because okay. Those numbers don't really mean anything if right. It's not converting to sales or phone calls, if that's your goal.
Right. And is there like a typical turnaround time? Like I know with like my SEOs and my AdWords and things like that, like usually it's a 4 to 6 months before, you know, you really kind of see those things kicking in. So does it kind of follow the same thing where, you know, like the first month or two, you're just blindly throwing, you know, spaghetti at the wall and seeing which sticks. And then you go, okay, this stuck. Now I know where to go to, and month two, month three to slowly kind of start building.
Exactly. You're exactly right there. I would say typically if you have the right plans, if you're working consistently and you have the right people and you have all the knowledge, you're looking at about 3 months minimum, I would say, to really, really, really see results. Of course, in my experience working with the clients, we see results within the first month. Obviously they're not crazy because it takes time. It takes time for people to see your posts, like you said, to see what works, because your clientele might not be the same as my clientele or his clientele or her clientele. So it is using a strategy. We're never going in blind, but then adjusting that strategy to see what works. And it is never going to be just in a month. Unfortunately, I think some people get discouraged. It does take a little bit of time, but so does anything. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a great social media profile.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was my problem. Like I gave it 3 months and you know, like, you know, I didn't care about the likes. I didn't care about the follows, which I didn't really get a lot of, but it's like, you know, I didn't even get comments. I didn't get messages. And I was just like, all right, you know, like I'm old school. I'll stick to AdWords and SEOs and Google My Business kind of deal.
Right.
You know, that's what's working for me. But this is something that, you know, obviously is new and kind of, you know, when we did have our conversation with Chris from Detailers Roadmap and Kurt not too long back is it's funnels, right? Like that's what they were saying. Like you want to make sure that you're funneling something into everything, you know, versus, you know, I kind of use the old school term of not putting all your eggs in one basket, like have your eggs in different baskets so that, you know, you get better rewards. So, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I'm glad that we had you on to come on and talk about this stuff. So, Jason, I know you got a question.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Do you create the content for your clients or do you have your clients kind of create it and send it to you?
Yeah. That's what I was going to.
It's a mixture of both, actually. Yeah. A mixture of both, I would say, because of course, when you're working, like we'll talk in the detailing industry, for example, I need to know what services you guys are doing. Like, did you do a PPF this week that you really want to show off? Did you do a 5-year ceramic that you really want to push? Did you do an interior of a car and you got all the pet hair out and you really want to showcase it? That's what you focus on. Now, if you said to me, Sarah, I want to do something with ceramic, of course, I can just post a photo that's like royalty free, that's safe to use based on the websites that I can pull from. But it's like 60-40, I would say. I can create about 60% of it, but I still need a little bit from you, or at least just an idea from you.
I got a question on that. So again, I hate to keep plugging Chris and Detailers Roadmap. You know, we love them so much. But I know like with Google, right? Like one of the things that Chris was telling me, like, especially for Google My Business, is they can't really, I mean, they could use a stock photo, but Google recognizes that it's a stock photo and not, you know, geotagged from your phone, right? So it might not get as big of a hit. Is it kind of the same thing? Like, you know, if I was to send you a picture of a car that I did with a ceramic coating on it versus just a car that you pull off of your thing, does it matter because it's geotagged from like my phone from Central Florida, you know, or wherever somebody's doing it from versus a stock photo?
In my experience, in terms of reach and views and how well a post does, typically it is when it's original content. And that's what Instagram and Facebook, because they're linked now, that's what they're pushing towards, is promoting what they're calling smaller creators, which is original content, because they're noticing everybody's just stealing content, reposting it and getting thousands of likes. That's not good. Yeah. So what I can do with that then is take these photos that are what you would call stock photos that are not yours specifically, but we add something, we make it more original. But, and sometimes it's just me creating content in a way of me actually designing a graphic and designing an ad. So it's not always just a stock photo, but typically stuff that's your own and original is going to do the best.
Okay. Yeah. Jason, I know you got some more questions, so I'm trying to feed you in.
Yeah. I mean, we can do a commercial, do another commercial.
All right.
We'll pause. I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket.
Okay. We'll pause for a commercial. Hey, everybody. Auto Fiber's towel of the month for September is the Korean Plush 350. Korean microfiber is made with high quality 350 GSM, 70% polyester and 30% polyamide with 100% split South Korean made microfiber. The ultrasonic cut edges help prevent scratching and streaking. The high pile and long plush fibers pull dirt and grit away from the paint surface and into the towel, preventing scratches and swirls. The thickened plush fibers are double split, making them softer and more gentle than normal microfibers. So go to www.autofiber.com and use the code DSP to save 10% off of your orders.
Flawless, man. That was a good commercial. Good for you, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
So one of my questions are, I mean, if our listeners haven't caught on yet, you know, Sarah is from Canada. So I was wondering if you have any clients outside of Canada, like in the US or anything, or do you take on clients that are outside of Canada?
I do. Yeah. Majority of my clients right now are actually from the States. I'm trying to think of exactly where they're from. So Oregon, we've had Arizona, we've had Virginia, and then a couple who are in Canada, obviously farther than I am. But right now, a majority of my clients are from the States.
That's awesome. Well, we have international listeners, so maybe we can. Some people will reach your way.
All the way from Australia.
Yeah, the cams. So I got a question. So Andrew was your first detailer client?
Yes, he was.
So did you have any detail knowledge before that? Or did you tell Andrew, like, hang on, man, I need to go and do some Googling?
Yeah, no, I had absolutely nothing. Like, I still, to this day, I don't have a car, but in my area, you don't need one. So right. I don't even have a car. I've never been to a detailer before. I had never been to a garage as who I am. So there was a lot that went into learning, but I learned so much about it through working with him, because he was like, okay, no, this is what we do. Here are some resources, you know, here are people I know in the detailing industry, watch these videos, this is how you're gonna learn about it, come see what we do. So yeah, he completely taught me everything I know about detailing.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, like, you know, how much did you have to learn about the industry, you know, to be able to do this? And have you had a point where like somebody's asked you about something and you're like, what? Like, and then have to go and pick it up real quick to figure it out? Or,
well, I've had, you know, sometimes it's just certain brands that people are working with, because every detailer I know uses something different when it's ceramic or PVF or window tint. So I'm like, great. If they're using the one that I'm familiar with, I'm like, awesome. I already know all the stats, the facts. I know what to post. But then they're like, well, I use this type of window tint. I'm like, give me the brand name. I'll hit the website and I'll learn about it. So yeah, it's been a learning curve for sure.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So I want to play, a question that we got on the hotline powered by Enzo North America. This one's actually from Andrew. I think he had a pretty good question for you. So
okay.
I'll play it. Hopefully you guys can hear it pretty good. Jason said he could hear it earlier.
Hey guys, Andrew from Excelsior Auto Detailing. I had a quick question for Sarah, and that's going to be, I don't think I've ever asked you, what is the platform that you feel detailers or business owners aren't utilizing that give great returns? Just with
ooh,
not even like ads or do both. Yeah, have a good episode. Bye.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Absolutely.
So something that detailers are not utilizing. You know, I would say it's actually crazy how many detailers I see or detailers who reach out to me and I go to do a quick audit before I talk with them to see what they have going on currently. And they're only posting like once or twice a week on Instagram and they are not utilizing Facebook at all. I'm like, guys, these are your two money makers. These are the two biggest ones outside of Google. But I personally wouldn't call Google a social media platform. I'm very well versed in that, though. I do run that as well. But yeah, Facebook and Instagram, we got to get on those because that's where a majority of your clients are like scrolling on their phones every night, every day, yeah, every minute. So
yeah,
Instagram and Facebook.
What do you, or
how? And you can connect the two. You can connect your Facebook and Instagram accounts. So if you post to Instagram, it'll post to Facebook. I learned that like literally a month ago. It's great.
Yeah.
It's easy. Eh? Yeah. But it's very user-friendly to do that.
How do you feel about TikTok? Because I know there's a lot of detailers that are doing TikTok now. You know, whether
most of them are just dancing on there. Don't you know?
No, we're not talking about ex detailers. We're talking about, I mean, there's some, you know, detailers on there. They'll kind of get into the trends a little bit and try to make it more towards detailing, or, you know, they're just actually showing their detailing skills and techniques and things like that. Again, I'm on TikTok mostly for like the comedy skits and stuff, like the old school, like, you know, Vine type stuff. but I know like some people are like, you know, hey, but you never know, like, you know, you get on there and you're in, you know, mom talk or soccer talk or, you know, gymnastics talk or whatever. And, you know, some parent happens to see it and is like, oh shit, like I need my car done or whatever. So how do you feel about TikTok and the social media side compared to like the main two you just talked with, Facebook and Instagram?
Yeah, no, I definitely love TikTok. TikTok is amazing. I would say it's the biggest social media platform out there right now in terms of, like you said, it's kind of being able to go viral, being able to hit so many different people's what's called a For You page. So what they see when they're scrolling on their phone. But of course, it has to make sense for your business. So like you said, if you're a more professional business, you're really maybe not wanting to go on there and dance and use these silly audios that are trending. But if you're okay to have fun and follow these trends, because that's how you're going to pop off on TikTok, that's how you're going to go viral, it's how people are going to see you, then do that. But when it comes to sales, unless you're a business who sells a physical product from a location that could be shipped to somebody, I would not say TikTok is the best for that aspect. But if you sell like a detailing spray on your website or you sell like a paint touch-up pen, yeah, go promote that. You have no idea how many people you're then bringing to your website who then know somebody in your area. So I, like you said, never put all your eggs in one basket. Try everything, but know how to try it.
Right. And then how would you say, I mean, the one that we're not talking about, you know, with Twitter, I mean, I don't see a lot of detailers on Twitter and things like that, but I mean, is Twitter even marketable? Is that something that we should be considering? I mean, is it, you know, let's throw it against the wall and see if it sticks. You know, right?
In my experience, Twitter is the least, what you would call marketable. It's more for just interaction and relationship and community building, as opposed to selling and getting your services out there and bringing people to like your website to maybe book with you. It's, again, it's just maybe not for the detailing industry if sales are what you're looking for. Of course, yeah, go on there and build relationships. That's great if you'd like to do that and you'd like to commit the time. But if we're looking at wanting like bookings, I would say stick to Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. Yeah.
How important are hashtags?
Hashtags are very important. They are going to maximize your reach if you know how to use them in ways of what's called social media SEO. It's obviously different than like copywriting or SEO for websites or Google, but those are keywords that people are looking up all the time because they might just go to their search bar and type auto detailing. It's going to pull up whoever's using like using the hashtags in their area, who's has the location on. So if they're looking up auto detailing in your city and you have the right hashtags and you did everything correctly, they're going to see you before they see anybody else.
There's details need to remember that because you see details posts all the time. They have like one hashtag and it's a hashtag of like the company that they're using. Like that's not your target.
Unless somebody's looking for that company's product or something like that.
Yeah, but they're gonna search auto detailing before a company.
Possibly. See, that's where I fail because I don't ever search for things by hashtags. I mean, if it's not on my feed, I'm not really looking for it anyway. So that's where I'm the guilty party of like, screw all the hashtags. I'm just gonna make a post. Whoever sees it. Maybe that's why I'm not making any money.
Yeah, but I don't know. I could be wrong on this. I think the hashtags work more than in one way than you think, though. Like, rather than just following the hashtag, you know, if you hashtag auto detailing into your post, that could target obviously auto detailers, but people who also follow cars or exotics or anything like that.
Exactly.
So speaking with the hashtags, how do you like if you're doing your consultation visit, you're asking the qualifying questions or whatever, how do you kind of come up with those hashtags? Because that's kind of one of the things that, you know, that marketing company that I dealt with here that one time, they were like, you know, oh, we'll use all the hashtags for like high-end luxury things, right? Like Rolex, Breitling, like Gulfstream, Lamborghini, you know, not just cars, but like Prada, Coach, you know, like they'll like, we'll hashtag all these high-end things that the clientele that you're looking for, you know, is going to look at. So do you kind of do it in the same way, or are you kind of a little more like AdWords, you know, where you're doing detailing, auto detailing, ceramic coating, like those types of things?
It's definitely more like the latter of what you said there, but of course it really depends on your business. So with me, it's a lot of industry research. It's asking those questions. What are we looking to sell? Because if you're looking to sell ceramic, I'm not going to be hashtagging interior detailing, because then you're going to have people seeing that and calling you to do an interior detail. And you're like, I don't want to do that for you. I want to do a ceramic coating for you. So it's really making sure you know what your client wants. But then too, I'm looking at these hashtags. Are these hashtags people are using or viewing? Because if I'm putting a hashtag that has two people using it, nobody's looking that up.
Right.
So it's a lot of research that goes into that once I know what you're doing and what your goals are. And then we come up with a strategy that's best going to suit that and push you and maximize your reach.
Now, when you do that, and again, I'm asking completely blindly because I don't know anything. Like I know, like you can, like if you hashtag auto detailing, right, and it'll say 1.5 million, whatever, you know, and I'm just making a number up. So everybody's going to be like, it doesn't really say that many, because we'll get them. But can you look that up like area specific? So like if hashtag auto detailing is really big in Canada, that works for you, but maybe people in Florida aren't looking for hashtag auto detailing or as much, that you might be like, I might not use it that way, or is it not work that way?
So what I like to do in terms of that, because everybody's going to be in a different location with the clients that I'm working with, is sometimes there's even websites. So here's another tip. Even if you're not going to work with a social media manager, you want to do it yourself. There are websites, if you go into Google and you type in hashtags to use for my business, it's going to give you a list of them. It's going to give you a list of ones popular in your area. Some of these programs you have to pay for. They're not free, obviously, because there's a lot that goes into them. But yeah, you got to make sure you're using the right ones for, and even hashtagging your specific location. So I hashtag Windsor, Ontario in my posts if I'm looking to get business in my area. So yeah, don't forget about the hashtags. They do a lot more than you think.
Okay. And let's take another commercial break while we're got a breaking point. Viper chairs are made in the U.S. using only the highest quality materials to ensure it can withstand whatever you put it against. industrial grade foam padding that keeps you comfortable all day, and non-marking 4-inch industrial grade polyurethane casters that can roll over anything that's in your shop. You know, unlike those cheaper quality chairs that most of us use, that as soon as you hit a rock or a pebble or extension cord, you go flying off your chair. So go to viperindustrial.com and use the code DSP25 and save today. All right. So we got another question on the hotline powered by Enzo North America. This one is from our good friend Dean Ferrandantos. Here we go.
Hi, Alex, Jason. Love the podcast. You guys are fantastic. I've got a question for Sarah. I was just wondering, Sarah, if you also handle, this would be more for like Alex and I and other people that do podcasts. Do you also handle that aspect of social media where you would upload the podcast, put it out to the different groups, put it up on Spotify, Anchor? Like, do you get into that kind of work as well? Or do you just basically just do social media for the actual business itself? I was just curious. Thank you.
Yeah, he said, thank you. I paused it.
Awesome. No, that's a good question. So I do anything and everything when it comes to social media. I will say I have never worked in a realm where I'm uploading podcasts, but I'm willing to learn anything if a client is really wanting to work with me and it's going to save some time for them. So yeah, anything that it's all customizable with me. Your wish is my command if I know how to do it.
Okay.
The social media genie.
Yeah, that would have been a good name. Darn, yeah. I missed out.
Yeah, Jason, you got another question?
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to think.
What would one thing, because you're on social media a lot, obviously, it's your job. Mm-hmm. So you see a lot of other people's posts who don't have a social media manager. Mm-hmm. What would be one thing that people don't do on social media that they should do?
I would honestly just say it's having consistency. A lot of people do what we call posting then ghosting. So you post once a week, you're gone for 2 months, or you're gone for 3 weeks, or you're not interacting with anybody, and all you're doing is try to sell. That's not what people want to see anymore. It might have worked a few years ago in social media, but yeah, not anymore. We have to make sure we're being really consistent there.
Awesome. So that's to the detailers who complain about other details being on social media too much and all this stuff, there's a reason now.
Yes, no, you have to be posting frequently and showing up in your community. It's going to help you build trust as well. Trust is what sells now. It's not just a shiny car. It's people want to know you. People want to see your face. People want to hear your story as well. So show up and be authentic while you're there.
Key word, people, be authentic.
Yes. Authenticity sells.
Right. I just lost it. Never mind.
You're having a night tonight, man.
I know, man. I'm sorry. I just,
all right. So
what happens when I take a week off.
That's fine. I got you.
Yeah.
What is a part of your job that you really enjoy the most? Like what makes it really fun for you?
Oh gosh, I would say it's building these relationships with the clients that I work with. Actually, it's getting to know more about your industry and who you are and what you sell. I feel like I learn so much, and I'm kind of now this like little dictionary for things that I never thought I would be. It's like going to school, but in a way that I actually enjoy.
Thanks. And then as far as like learning more and things like that, I know you said earlier, like, you know, you don't have a degree in social media marketing, mm-hmm. or whatever, but you've done like research and classes and things like that. So, you know, for somebody who, you know, maybe wants to make sure they're obviously getting the best, how often, or, you know,
are you trying to ask how do you sell to a customer?
No. How often are you going through and like doing either like a course or like
reading
a new article or learning? Because again, right, like social media, or not even social media, but just the internet in general is, you know, I would say kind of like detailing, right? Like every 6 months, there's something
always changing. New,
there's something different. It's always changing. So, you know, with like that peace of mind, you know, how often are you, you know, making sure that you're updating yourself and keeping on top of the latest trends or, you know, changes in social media or just marketing in general behind the scenes, not even just like, you know, what's the coolest trend right now?
Right. Personally, I am actually doing that every day. I still have the time to do that, which is amazing, but it's Instagram, Facebook, everything is changing every single day. There's always a new update going out that I have to learn about. There's a new algorithm that I have to get behind. Just recently now we've seen an uptake in video content. So in the last few months, I had to talk to all my clients and say, hey guys, photos aren't going to cut anymore. Not just photos. We also have to start with videos. And they're very slow to hop on the train, but once they see things dip a little, they're like, oh, maybe she's onto something. So it's every single day. It's a YouTube video. It's an article. It's a seminar. It's a class. It's hopping on with somebody else who's coaching and been doing this for 20 years and they can foresee these things. So it's trying to be preemptive, but staying on the ball always with me.
Nice. And then as far as like with content, you know, it's probably pretty easy to send you pictures and shiny cars and whatever. But, you know, again, like you said, with the reels and now that video is kind of becoming the newer, more popular style of formatting or whatever. Do you reach out to your clients and say like, okay, hey, look, we need a video of this, or this is the latest trend or whatever, you know, kind of deal? Or is it just like, hey, just send me a bunch of videos and I'll run them whenever?
So with me, I like to do monthly, sometimes even bi-weekly calls with you where we brainstorm content. So that's getting into the education and things we need to be doing with videos, new stuff, instead of just shiny cars or whatever the case is. Right. We say, hey, what do we want to talk about this week? Are you wanting to educate clients this week? This is how I think we can do it. How does that sound to you? Are you capable of filming a video like this? If you're not, let me know. I still think it's great content. I'll find a way to integrate that with the video editing that I can do. And then you can tell me if that's okay to go up or not. It's never just, hey, send me 10 videos and I'll post them when I think they're right. You're always included right in that process. And I'm always sending you ideas that I know are going to work the best.
Okay. So you're like, hey, the new pull the hoodie off with your foot and then like, transition, like you're going to.
I would say my clients are the least likely to be doing that. Right. I mean, hey, I'd love it. If any detailer wants to do that and we want to start doing dancing videos on TikTok, hit me up. Let's go.
There you go, Jason. There you go.
Nah, dude, I don't want to do that crap, man. My body can't do those things.
All right, let's do another ad real quick. Parkair started as a compounding experiment, then developed into a passion to create a simple, effective paint correction system, and took years to perfect. Obert created compounds that matched perfectly with pads and created a system to remove the guesswork from paint correction and polishing your vehicle. Go to obertcarcare.com. Don't forget to use the code DSP at checkout to get your free product with purchase. All right. Have you had a crazy request from like a detail or something like, hey, I want to do whatever, like, you know, can we do this? Is it going to be marketable? Is it going to, you know, a dancing video or, you know, whatever? I mean, have you had any kind of crazy requests, you know, for that? Has it worked?
Oh gosh, I would actually say it's the opposite. It's me coming in, not with crazy requests, but it's me coming in and saying, here are the ideas. And then they say, no, thank you. And then a month goes by and then they call me, they say, Sarah, I had a groundbreaking idea. I really think this is going to just smash the glass ceiling. I'm like, what is it? And then they repeat the idea I gave them a month ago. And that's fine. That's totally okay. It's happened more than once, but it's usually me chasing people and saying, I think this is going to work. And them saying, yeah, maybe next month.
Right, right. Have you ever had anybody, take advantage of their children and let their children make a video for you? Because I might have to start doing that.
I actually have, and it works really well. I'm not saying exploit your children. That's not what I'm saying to do.
Oh, I totally will. I mean, no. She's already on the theme song, like, you know.
Yeah.
Which I must say is catchy. I was singing it for that the whole day after I listened to that episode.
Great job. Yeah.
Yeah,
but that lends into the authenticity, that lends into people knowing your story, seeing what you're about, getting to know your sense of humor and who you are, and that's what people like. They want your story.
You froze for a second.
Oh, sorry.
It's all good.
Sure where I cut out, but it's people want to know your story. They don't just want a shiny card, they want to know who you are. So I think don't exploit your kids, but show them your story. Show them what you've got going on.
So what would you say is, for somebody who maybe wants to give it a try before, or maybe if they're not ready for a social media marketing company or whatever, what would you say is like a recommended, like never fails? Like if you follow A, B, and C, you'll at least get something. You might not get as much as like what you would be able to do for them because you could do a lot more, but what's a good like ABC that somebody could do?
I would see know your target audience. Make sure you know who you're selling to. Don't just go in blind and not have a plan and say, well, I'm going to post at this time of day and I don't care. Well, your client might be sleeping at that time. So let's make sure we know who they are and we have an idea of when they're going to see your content. Next, I would say it's consistency. It's show up. It's be there. It's interact. Don't just post a car once a week. We want you on stories. We want you answering comments. We want you commenting on other people's posts. Know people in your physical community as well, because that's going to grow your virtual one. And last, I would say it's just have fun with it and just be really real. You don't always have to be so professional, right? Because that is not what is going to give you long-term success. That might give you success in the first month or so, but after that, people are bored. So keep it interesting and switch it up.
Right. Now, do stories do better than like if you do a post? Because like I know, one of my favorite people to follow is Esme, the detailing girl. And she's got like over 100,000 followers on Instagram. Now I don't know how that equates to, her business or whatever, but that's the one thing I know from her is like, she's posting stories like all day long. And I'm sure that's probably what's helped grow her. So does stories help better than just doing a post? Cause I even know like, Jason's kind of taken over posting on the podcast thing, and he's making these cool little things, these little adverts and things like that. And he does stories a lot. And even that I've noticed, a lot more detailers are kind of following the podcast on Instagram now. So does that make a difference?
I would say stories are great. And it's actually the engagement that stories give you is sometimes better than the engagement your main feed post will give you. So just for example, let's say one like is one like on your main feed post. If somebody likes your story, multiply that by three. Like that's how much farther your account is going to be pushed, because it's more personal, it's more fluid. Okay. And in stories, you can really tailor those messages. You can put out a short, hey guys, like this is what we have going on this week, like a little video of yourself, and boom. People are into, if they don't have time, if they're not scrolling on their feed, most people are going on and seeing what people are doing on their stories.
Right.
Same with the reels. Reels are pretty big now too. So a lot of people, including myself and Alex, we're both watching the reels just to see the funny stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Reels. That's another really big tip. If you're not doing video content, do video content. It's not going anywhere. And if anything, it's going to take off more. So I'm not saying it's all you have to do, but you need to do it a little bit.
And what about lives? Because I know you can do lives both on Instagram and on Facebook. I mean, TikTok too or whatever. But doing a live, does that help capture any audience or anything? Or is that just kind of whatever, people might see it later on?
I would say it's still always great to do. It's great to do anything you can with social media. In the beginning, you might not notice people really tuning in, and that's okay. They'll see it later because you can post it on your feed. So that's still content. It's still a funnel.
Right.
But then next time people had watched it on your main feed, they're like, oh, Alex just went live. Click. They're now getting the notification. Click. I'm going to click and watch it. Before you know it, you have 10 people watching. And people might not think that's a lot, but picture yourself in a room with 10 people. That's a lot of people. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I love everything you can do with social media.
Okay.
Plus, doing lives goes back to what she was saying, is be more personable, be more authentic. What's a better way than going live on social media right then and there?
Exactly. Then they're not thinking it's like just scripted and you're trying to sell them something. They're like, oh, what does he have going on right now? Let me go check it out.
Right. No, that's good. That's good. Let's pause real quick before our last ad before we start wrapping up.
Oh man, can somebody turn that down? Hey, I wanted to tell you how the Detailers Roadmap has increased leads and boosted my website's optimization on Google. The whole process from start to finish was a breeze, and the Detailers Roadmap staff was there every step of the way. They have a full team of writers and designers to communicate with during your development. And with the Detailers Roadmap, your site is built to convert and rank high on Google's main page. So go to detailersroadmap.com and start your new site design today.
Today. I don't know why.
Really don't. I forgot about that part, man.
I'm going to have to go back.
Today.
Yeah, re-record it. I don't get it, man. Like, you know, I said the whole thing.
It's a learning curve, just like we've been talking about.
But it's for some reason only on the sound pad. Does it transfer to that? I don't know. Who knows? So yeah, Jason, you got any more?
That's all I had. I mean, so much good information. I was really looking forward to this episode because I obviously do the content for the podcast. So I got a lot of really good tips, and I do really appreciate you coming on and giving these helpful tips, knowing that this is your business, you know? So I get it. And I truly do appreciate it. So thank you very much.
No, of course. And another thing I'd like to say is like I've always said, even if you work with me for 1 month, if you don't work with me at all, if I can help you in any way grow your business via social media, just from the tips I give, I post all of this stuff on my own social media. So it's never just me promoting my services. I'm giving you all the tools for free. So you can go follow me and check that out. Even if you don't want to have me do it for you, just look at what I'm saying, adhere to that, and you'll be golden.
Right. And if somebody does sign up with you, I mean, is it a month to month kind of thing? Or do you, you know, have a contract like, hey, you know, we at least need to do this for 6 months or 12 months or whatever?
I do let everybody know up front. You're not going to really see the most results in 1 month. You're going to see results. It's going to be a big difference from what you're doing before, but we need to make sure we have longevity. We have the right plan, see if the spaghetti sticks to the wall, so to say. But yeah, no, I work month to month packages, but then we just renew the contract as the months go.
Okay. I gotcha. And for any of our listeners who maybe want to reach out to you, you want to throw us a bone, you want to give us a little hooky up, you give us a little discount, something like that?
Yes, actually, you are in luck. Anybody listening right now. So, and you guys are lucky, especially in the States, because I charge in Canadian dollars. I do not just do the conversion straight from, you know, this much to this much. No, I'm charging Canadian dollars. So you guys are technically getting a discount depending on where the dollar is at. But yeah, anybody who wants to reach out to me, I'm going to be giving a discount of 100 Canadian dollars for your first month off of working with me. Nice. So if you want to reach out, you can visit my website, incluemedia.com. So INCLUS media.com. You can find my Facebook or Instagram, Include Media Management. Send me a DM. You can email me at includemediamanagement@gmail.com and we'll get you hooked up.
Oh man, you just took my
fantastic.
You just took my next words out of my mouth. I was gonna ask you to give us all of your information. But no, that's awesome. I'm glad that you did that. Yeah.
Boom. There it is. That's how you can reach me. Or even if you just want to add me personally on Facebook at Sarah Carpenter, and then we'll get it set from there.
Awesome. Well, listen, Sarah, I appreciate you doing this. I think you've got, you know, a lot of information out there. Definitely for somebody who was kind of scorned before, you know, I kind of understand it a little bit better now. So, you know, I want to reach out to you. I'll take care. I might take advantage of that $100 funny. But yeah, I just want to thank you for coming on and, you know, kind of doing this with us and hopefully, you know, giving our listeners a little bit of information for some of them who don't know how social media works or aren't marketing themselves the best way in social media. And, you know, if we ever have another topic come up with marketing and social media and Google websites and all that fun stuff, we'd love to maybe try and get you back on again as part of a panel or something like that.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. This is one of my dreams come true, to be on a podcast. So you guys definitely made my
Is this your first podcast?
My first podcast.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
hopefully,
man.
I did well.
That's awesome.
Listen, you did better than me, and I'm 180 plus.
Thank you so much for having me. I thoroughly enjoyed this. It's great.
Thank you so awesome. Much, Sarah. We'll put Sarah's information in the show notes. So I know that she gave it all out to you guys, but if you, you know, didn't catch it all or you're busy working while she said it, just go into the show notes. I'll include her Instagram, her Facebook, her website, her email, all that fun stuff. And yeah, you guys reach out to Sarah and hopefully she can help you out. So thanks again. You guys have a great night. And we'll talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.